From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. The ashes of Chinese activists and Nobel Peace Prize winner Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after he was cremated in a private ceremony. Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. He spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience and died at a hospital in Shenyang, where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an emotional address to tens of thousands of people in Istanbul on the anniversary of a failed coup a year ago. He backed the death penalty for coup plotters and said they should wear Guantanamo Bay-style uniforms. Earlier, Mr. Erdogan unveiled a memorial for the 260 people who died fighting the coup. Since then, the Turkish president has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he has characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. Critics say the dismissals and arrests are part of an attempt to purge dissent. At least 8 people were killed on Saturday in a stampede that caused a wall to collapse in a football stadium in the Senegalese capital Dakar. The official APS news agency says the stampede broke out following clashes at the end of the match. Police fired tear gas at clashing supporters from both teams who were throwing projectiles, and panic spread in the stadium, leading to a crush. News reports say 49 others were seriously injured. For this and other news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.